Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I tell you, offensively, a nice mode to be in each of the last three games, the South offense stuck on 49 points. What Coach Mo Moriarty wants to see starting Friday night at Carl Riddle Stadium over at Terre Haute North, a defense that, well, adds more pressure and tackles better if they plan on making a long run in the postseason.
Well, you know, for whatever reason, Joe, we just weren't really ready to play Friday night. It just didn't look like, you know, like I told Gabe, our defensive coordinator, it's not the team I see in practice when we go against them every day. And, you know, our big thing is just, you know, trying to make sure that guys are in the right position when they get in position, make the plays, and, you know, we just got to get back to playing defense the way that we're used to playing it.
You know, we kind of have gotten to take for granted both Sam and Tommy, but a guy that on the outside, one of your seniors, to talk a little about Blake Newcomb. I know he was Defensive Player of the Week. He's averaging over 7 tackles a game, a sack, an interception, a fumble recovery.
Like you said, he gets overshadowed a little bit because we're always talking about Tommy. We're always talking about Hellman. Rightfully so, they're really good players. But Blake is a really good player in his own right. You know, he started every game last year as a junior, and when you put Blake and Donnell White with those two guys, I mean, like you said, you're talking about some of those four guys. They'd be hard-pressed to beat those four linebackers.
Well, you got that right, Mo, and hopefully they'll get back into sync. Coach Mo lost another offensive lineman, though, and we wish the best to Tyler Arnold. He went down with a torn ACL against Terre Haute South. He's out for the year. Tight end Drake Smith started tomorrow night. We have a couple of 1-2 clubs, Miami at Paul Brown Stadium over in Cincinnati tonight, 8 o'clock pregame, NFL Thursday Night Football. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, our weekly feature, Commissioner's Corner, continues this week with IHSA Commissioner Bobby Cox. You know, last week we were mentioning this is the final year of the current realignment in all sports, but in football, where we have 6 classes, there could be movement through the success factor, as the commish recently told us about.
Our board of directors passed a bylaw that was a tweak to the what's Rule 2-5 in our bylaws, and it says that if a school would move down if they don't achieve that level of success, that they only can move down one classification at a time, and not previously where it said where their enrollment may dictate their classification.
Gotcha.
So the obvious example is Cathedral High School football. They're in 6A. Should they not achieve enough success to stay in 6A, they would move to 5A. Their enrollment is such that they might even be 5A when we do the realignment and reclassification, but the bylaw would then dictate where they would go.
Realignment-wise, Will, and 6A, since you began this reclassification a few years ago, 6A is 32 of the largest enrollment schools in the state. Will that always stay at 32 or grow more?
Currently under the bylaws, Class 6A is always 32 schools. And,
okay.
And in a perfect world, we'd have 320 football-playing schools, which would allow for 64 schools in each of the first 4 classes, 1 through 4, 32 and 5, and 32 and 6. Well, the reality is the 32 largest schools in 6A, if you're the 33rd school, you certainly don't want to be in that classification. What we do is the overflow, if we have more than 320 schools, they go in 5A.
And two, case in point, for instance, Edgewood playing in 4A in football due to enrollment, but 3A in most other sports. The city schools, they won't be seeing any change when the new realignment numbers come out. I'm Joe Smith.